Okay, it's come to work with Monsieur Snurfish on a Motzei Shabbos, and I would say bad weather, but for this it's been going pretty good, so this is not so bad. The kind of winters we've grown up with. Afalpichem, we need a little bit to warm up. And in order for a Jew to be warm, he has to have the proper clothing. So we have to go into the sugya that I've only mentioned until now, the sugya of Big Day Shabbos, Shabbos clothing. We're going to talk about it for a few weeks. This is one of those inyanim that you know that I've spoken about over the years, and as you know, I'm troubled by many circles the lack of chshivas. That Big Day Shabbos, that Shabbos clothing has fallen prey to. Here in America, which, you know, tzaddikim call Amareka, there's a certain emptiness here. With all of the blessings that we have being in this country and the gratitude that we have for finding Hashem, giving us a place of refuge, there is still a certain reikonius, there's an emptiness especially when it comes to the union of clothing, of begotten, there seems to be a problem. And of course, this has nothing to do with this talk, and just to prepare you, this has nothing to do with bekishes or kapotas or strimals or hats or what kind of yarmulke or whether you wear. That all has to do with minhagim and different. That has nothing to do with. I'm talking about the yisoid, the essence. Let's begin with the Rambam. The Rambam in the 30th parak of Hilchos Shabbos. Eizuhu kavod. The Rambam there is dealing with the inyan of kavod Shabbos. Eizuhu kavod. What is kavod? What does it mean to honor Shabbos? What's kavod? Zeh shomer chacham shemitzvah l'adam lirchitz panav. We were talking about that a little bit last week. Washing. That includes rechitza and tefillin b'mikvah if possible. Lirchitz panav yad raglav b'chamin b'erev Shabbos when they create Shabbos and hot water on erev Shabbos on this atif b'tzitzis. And to enclothe oneself. B'tzitzis, we'll talk about that also. The meaning of wearing a talis. There were tzaddikim that wore a talis Friday night by davening and so on. And by kiddush, by the meal. But that's not for right now. V'yoshev v'kovet rosh, and to sit with great seriousness, and miyach l'akbolas p'nei Shabbos, and to wait with longing to receive Shabbos, k'mesh yoytze l'kvas ha-melech, as if you're going to greet the king. V'chacham ha-rishonam ha-yu mekabtzen talmidehin b'erev Shabbos u'mis'atfim. Again, the earlier sages, they used to gather their students erev Shabbos u'mis'atfim. Again, they would put on special garments. V'ayimim bov v'neitze l'kvas Shabbos ha-melech. Let's go and greet the Shabbos. Fim ein lo lahachliv. So now the Rambam says, what if a person does not have special clothing for Shabbos? Now, he can't afford if he's during a time when he can't possibly get to Shabbos clothing. Fim ein lo lahachliv. Mishal shel talisa kedei sheloi yehem albusha kemal bushachal. Kemal bushachal. That means he should reverse or do something with the clothing. Something. In order that it shouldn't be the same way that he was dressing during the week. Ve'ezra tikin, this is a chiddush, the way that the Rambam here is interesting. Not everybody learns this way. Ve'ezra tikin, shiyu ha'om mechabsim mechamishi. I'm sure many of you know that one of the takonis, one of the enactments of Ezra HaSofer was that the laundry should be done on Thursday. That a mechabsim mechamishi nekvet ha'shabbos, in honor of Shabbos. We'll talk more, I think, Mitzvah, the next year about why is that a little bit of a chiddush. And the Rambam, his interpretation of the Takana of Ezra is a little bit of a chiddush. In other words, we always understood that the Takana of Ezra, I'll just mention it now, that the Takana of Ezra was because of Kavod Shabbos that we shouldn't have to be busy Friday. So therefore, he meant the Takana should be Thursday. But we're going to see that the Rambam seems to be learning that the Ikka Takana is that there should be clean, special Shabbos to get begotten. That's the Ikka Takana. That's the main point of the enactment, that there should be good clothing for Shabbos. Not that we don't want to be too busy Erev Shabbos, but we'll talk more about that next time. So we might perhaps think, we could think that this inyan of Big Day Shabbos, of Shabbos clothing that the Rambam is talking about, we could think that it's covered. It's something which is nice. It's a mahadrin min a mahadrin. It's something special to do. But when we look in the Shara HaKavonis of Rabbi Chaim Vital of the Arizal, and the Shara HaKavonis of the Ari HaKadosh, Acharkach, meaning after the Arizal says that after Rechitza and Tvila. Now you remember we spoke about this last week. Toval, right, is the iciest bottle, which means that in order to prepare for Shabbos, there's the need of the Kala Ki'ilu LaHaisa to come to prepare for Shabbos. We spoke about sleeping Erev Shabbos, and the Tvila B'mikvah is the need of Bittel, of a nullification of one's commitment to the 6 days of the week to prepare to come to what? To the Inyan of Shabbos Kodesh. So, Acharkach, so the Arizal taught that after the Rechitza and the Tvila, after the washing and the Tvila in the Mikveh, Sarach Lilbash Big Day Shabbos, then one has to put on the Shabbos clothing. Veda, Rabbi Chaim Vital writes, and you should know, Ki Moirizal his Harani Binyan Zeh, that my teacher, my Rebbe, the Arizal, warned me regarding the clothing. Vuhushi Yezayah Sheshum Min Malbush Vechayetze Boy Mikol Mashalov Ashaodim Bimeachol. That not one garment, now we're going to talk more about this next week, next year, that not one garment that you wore during the 6 days of the week, he says, Ein roi l'loiv shoy b'yom Shabbos, the Arizal said, it is not proper. Of course, if a person can't and they can't afford it, they don't have. But if possible, that there shouldn't be one garment that is the same that you wore during the week. V'afilo acholu shel Shabbos ein roi l'loiv shoy b'yom achol klal. And it is not proper to wear any of your Shabbos clothing during the week. Well, again, we'll talk more about that. If there's a chasna, Bez Hashem, if there's a special, if it's a yontem, we'll talk about that. But, Ein roi l'lav shei b'mei hachol klal. So this is not just something which is nice, or it's better. But when you see somebody in Shabbos day clothing, you say that's really nice. So we have to try to understand. Since we learned last week that as a result of the rechitza of the washing, and if a person is zayichet to go to the mikveh, the tevila, so we learned, as you recall, I hope last week, that is the petaris gittin, right? That, as we learned from the Siddur Shel Shabbos from Chaim Chernovitz and the Zohar, that means the removal of the impurity of the 6 days of the week. So after all of that, and all of you've been talking about, we also said that there's a second tevila in the mikveh, right? And that's to accept upon oneself Kedushas Shabbos. So after that, why do we need special clothing? Let's talk about it. Why do we need special clothing? And I mentioned, I believe, I did mention at the end last week, that the Rebbe Maharash from Lubavitch actually had a special niggun for the different stages of changing into his Shabbos clothing. There was a different niggun for the shirt. There was a different niggun for the pants. For each part of the malbushim, the Rebbe Maharash had a different niggun. Now, you don't do that when you're in the grocery and you put the paper towels onto the counter as a niggun, and then you put the milk as a niggun. We don't have such a thing. So if the Rebbe, if the Tzaddik had a niggun for each Shabbos malbush, and I would really like, I don't know, if it's possible, it would be wonderful to be able to learn that niggun and to be able to try to understand it and to try to figure out and how it applies to each chelik of the Malbushe Shabbos. But there's obviously something very, very important that's taking place over here. So now, Madrega, let's try to learn, let's try to understand by entering into the world of the Maral Miprag. Obviously, in order to understand Big Day Shabbos, we have to learn the meaning of Kavod Shabbos, since the Rambam has taught us that this is a din in Kavod Shabbos. Eizehu Kavod. That's how the Rambam starts. Eizehu Kavod. And perhaps the main definition of Kavod that the Rambam is talking about in this din in Perek Lam and Hilchos Shabbos is being covered. That's covered. Shabbos is being covered with Big Day Shabbos. So let's learn the Maharal. The Maharal writes in the 15th parak of Netzach Yisrael. It's a difficult sentence. We'll try to understand. Ushnei Dvarim Hayul Ol Adam Harishon. The Maharal writes that there were two things that Adam Harishon had. Ha'echad had Tzelem Elokim. He was created in the image of God, and he had that. That was him. He was in God's image. Shenivrabai. That's man in his essential form. He's created in God's image. Hasheni hayikar v'hakavod. Then there's something in addition to man's essential being, which itself is extraordinary. It's the image of God. There's something extra. There's something above and beyond, the Maharal says. And what is that? Yikar v'kavod. Kavod. The honor of a human being. There's the human being, be'etzim. He's in God's image. And there is a way of expressing or demonstrating that greatness of man. Vizehu malbush Adam Harish. And this was the garment that Hashem made for Adam and for Chava. The Harab Yechanan Kar Lamani Mechabdusay. And we find in the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan, and there are others, who when they spoke about their clothing, the coat, or their garments, they called the garments mechabdusi, which means that which honors me. The way of showing honor. Clothing was referred to as mechabdusi, as honor. And then he continues. V'kashet izboinen b'inyin hatzalem halaki u'b'inyin hamalbush. And if you think about this, if you look deeply into this matter of man being in God's image, and the issue of what? Of hamalbush, of man's clothing. The difference is, the Maharal says, that the tselem means that you're created in God's image, that's you, that's who you are. But how does one reveal that, or express that, and demonstrate that to the world? So the Maharal says that rakoved neged ha'olam, the clothing of a person, is the koved neged ha'olam, is a way of expressing, demonstrating, it was a manifestation of that tzelem, of the godly image. It's a way of revealing and portraying it and conveying it to the olam, to the world. That's the Maharal in the 15th parak of Netzach Yisrael. Now, since the Maharal is telling us that all of our malbushim, our clothing, is merely a continuation of the original malbush of who? Of Adam Harishon. Our malbushim, we continue wearing Big Day Kovid V'Yikar. Our clothing is a continuation of the wardrobe of Adam Harishon. It obviously is important that we understand the inyan of Adam Harishon's levush, his clothing. There was a world war over the Malbushim of Adam Harishon, mamish a world war. Vayigdulu hanorim vahi esavish yadeh tzayid ish sada v'yakavish tom yoshe v'holom. There were two people, Esav and Yaakov. And as they grew up, it was revealed, it became more and more clear that Esav was a hunter, a man of the field, and Yaakov was an ishtam who dwelled in the tents of Torah. And the Torah says, Vayev Yitzchak is Esav, Yitzayid b'fiv, and Yitzchak loved Esav, the hunter, and Rivka heves is Yaakov, and Rivka loved Yaakov. And then Yaakov receives his instructions, Esav receives the instructions which Yaakov takes up. Vata sona keilecha tal yuchve kashtecha. Take your kalim, your bow, your arrow. Vitzei hasadu vitzudal itzayid. Yitzchak tells Esav, go hunting. You're a hunter, go hunting. and prepare for me the delicacies as you know I love. That's what's happening in the world of Esav. Vatikach Rivka is big day Esav benoha godla chamudos, and Rivka took the garments of Esav. Achamudos. There's something special about these garments. And we know, of course, Yaakov wasn't clothed in them. And when Yaakov came near in this disguise, so the Torah says, Vayigash Vayishakloi, and he kissed him, Vayorach Esreach Begodov, and Yitzchak smelled the fragrance of these garments. Vayivacheyu Vayoymer, and he blessed him and said, Re'ei Reach Beni, behold, the smell of my son is Kireach Soda Asher Baruch Hashem. Asher Baruch Hashem is like the smell of the field that was blessed by God. According to Chazal, Bigdei Esav HaChamudos, these special precious garments, Bigdei Esav HaChamudos, these are the very same garments that were worn by Adam HaRishon, that Hashem prepared for Adam and Chava, but these were the ones of Adam HaRishon, that Hashem prepared for Adam, la'achir ha'chait, after the chait, after the sin. Eventually, without going through the history of how they ended up here, they ended up in Nimrod's hands. I'm sure many of you remember this in the Medrash. They ended up in the hands of Nimrod. From Nimrod, these garments were passed along to Esav. According to Chazal, the smell that Yitzchak Avinu sensed when Yaakov went in with these garments was the smell of Gan Eden, when he said that it's the field, it has the fragrance of the field, the Sodah that was blessed by God, according to Chazal, is referring to the field of Gan Eden, of paradise, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Naturally, we're very disturbed by the fact that these begodim, the malbushim of Adam HaRishon, were found in Esav's closet. And why did they have to be taken from Esav's closet? And Yaakov enclothed himself in these malbushim, in these garments. We have to understand the meaning of these garments coming from paradise. And then ultimately, how is it that when you and I, after the mikveh, after the shower, we begin to get ready for Shabbos, and you put on that shirt or that suit or that special Shabbos ticket robe, whatever it is, that we really, really are wearing the clothing of Adam HaRishon? Yitzchak Avinu was familiar with the world of the Sada, of the field. Yitzchak Avinu understood the field. Even though it seems to us that Yitzchak was blind, and that Yitzchak was to himself, it seems that way. But in truth, we know that the Torah says, "Vayetze Yitzchak l'suach basada," and Yitzchak went to speak in the field. We also know that Yitzchak Avinu called the Beis Hamikdash Sada, the field. Was Avram referred to the place of the future temple as a mountain, and Yaakov referred to it as a bayis, as a home? Yitzchak referred to the place of the future Beis Hamikdash, at that point where heaven and earth meet. Yitzchak refers to it as the Sada, as the field. So what is the meaning of the field? And what is the smell of the field? And how did the smell end up in the begodim of Adam HaRishon? And why did Esav get these garments? And how do they end up by us in our closet for Shabbos? So in order to understand this, in order to understand the morale, Ba'omek, on a deeper level, and Chazal, we have to go into the world of the Kohen from Lublin. So Reb Tzadik has in his Kuntres on Kedusha Shabbos, the fourth Maimer, which if you have a chance, it's in Pri Tzadik. It's published in Pri Tzadik. It's also been printed separately in recent years. The Maimer of Kedusha Shabbos is printed in Bereishis in the old Pri Tzadik, the beginning. And the fourth Maimer in Kedusha Shabbos, that's what we're going to be learning now, but only a tiny piece. But there's much, much more there on Yitzchak Avinu, spectacular things. On the Ovis, on Yaakov and Esav, and Shabbos. Reb Tzadik writes over there in Kedusha Shabbos the following. V'zehu hascholas hayahadis. The Kohen says, this is the beginning of Yiddishkeit, the beginning of one's Judaism. Zo hascholas hayahadis, the aleph of being a Jew, and how all of Yiddishkeit began. Zo hascholas hayahadis, shemakir she'ein lo mishaloi klum. The beginning of being a Jew is realizing, is recognizing, acknowledging that you have nothing at all of your own. Absolutely nothing. As Avram Avinu said, I am dust and ashes. And as it says about his children, the entire Jewish people, as it says in Pasuk, you are the smallest of nations. And Chazal say, you make yourself small. The Akum Soivish who poil bishtad lusive kaichai for aitsem yadai osalai. Because the Akum, the guy thinks that he's poil bishtad luso. That what he has in his life is the result of the hishtadlus, is a result of the effort that he makes and the kaichas that he puts into his life. And therefore he believes vaitsem yadai osalai. That it's because of his efforts that he has. This is not the case with a Jew. In his real and ideal state, obviously. There are many Jews who are confused. But really, he says, a Jew knows that he has nothing of his own, he's naked. And Hashem is Baruch is the Mashpi, it's only because of what Hashem gives him. Vein lahem ish lahem klum. He has nothing of his own. V'zeu ha-kedusha d'yayim ha-shabbos. And this is the essence of the kedusha of the holiness of Shabbos. Because what is Shabbos, he says, the Kohen? B'shvisa. Shabbos means doing nothing in this world. It means that there's a $1 million business that's waiting for you. It means that the whole world is screaming. You're going to have nothing. You're going to lose everything. Make it hishtadlus. Because what you have is only because of what you put into the world. Shabbos, the Kohen says, is b'shvisa. Shabbos means you withdraw from the world. You no longer make any hishtadlus. You close the door of the business, you pull down the gate, m'gait ha'haim, that's it, finished. M'lach techa asuya. Done. Shekeven shahakol mahashem isbarach, since everything is from Hashem, gam kesheshoyves mekol eshtadlus, gam ken Hashem isbarach mashpia. Shabbos is the emuna. That even though I've shut down my business, even though I'm no longer picking up the phone, and I'm told that there are a million customers that are calling me out there to give me more in this world, Shabbos I say, that Hashem is Baruch is the Mashpi, Hashem is the one who gives me everything. V'zeu midas Avraham Avinu, all of a sudden the Kohen says, this is the mid of Avraham Avinu. Shim kol toike fishtad luso, Avraham Avinu was a very big businessman, everybody knows. Koveid ma'oid, that he was a big businessman, Avraham Avinu. For those days he had a multi-million dollar livestock business. So in kol toikev hishtadlusa, the Kohen says, with all of his efforts in this world, yoda he knew, delay slay migarmei klum, that he had nothing of his own, that nothing was because of that. Ve'in lo schus klal, and he had no merit, he had nothing of his own. Rak hakol matnas chinam. Everything was a gift that was given to him by Hashem. That's what the Kohen says regarding Avraham Avinu. That means, when you look at the life of Avraham Avinu, as I mentioned many times, it's one big Lech Lecha. Halach v'nasaya, back and forth. I remember years ago seeing inside there's an atlas of Tanakh with arrows and lines about Avraham Avinu's life. It's more complicated than Hakofis, because it wasn't just circles, it was all over the place. Halach v'nasaya. And all of life in this world, in man's hishtalis and the efforts that a person makes to be matzliach, to be successful, he goes from one place to another, and even in Ruchnias, he tries to move from one level to another. Shabbos is menucha. Shabbos means to stop. Shabbos means there's no hishtalis, there's no longer any traveling. Just the opposite. The holy name of Shabbos is Al Yetzei Ish Mimkoima. You are not allowed to leave your place. Shabbos, there's a tchum, there's a boundary. You don't go out on Shabbos. There's no lech lecha. There's no halach v'nasaya. You remain inside your tchum. So the Kohen is teaching that Avraham Avinu was meyer. He illuminated the heart of each and every one of his children. That's us. He filled our hearts with this hakara, with this awareness, that you could make all the lech lechos and halach v'nasayas, you could go up and down, north, south, east, and west, uptown, downtown, everywhere you go, and you make ishtadlis, and be matzliach. With all of man's ishtadlis, Avraham Avinu said, Anoichi ofer ve'efer, I am myself, dust and ashes. Il mole hakadosh baruch hu oizra, if not for Hashem is baruch giving me this, I have nothing, absolutely nothing of my own. Avraham Avinu means, do what you have to do, but it's not up to you. That's what the Kohen said. That's the kedusha that Avraham Avinu gave us. What about Yitzchak Avinu? What's the Kedushas Yitzchak? And this is going to be different from many things that you've thought about and that we're used to hearing. What's Kedushas Yitzchak? The Kohen says that the Indian of Yitzchak is the opposite. So we're thinking, how could that be? The opposite is not good. Because Amarino sounds good. So the opposite would be not good. That's not true, Chas v'Shalom. The mead, of course, of Yitzchak is Gevura. Gvura, strength, yira, awe and fear, tzimtzum, which means to contract. What does that mean? Lemaisa, what does that mean? So Reb Tzadik taught, it means, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven, except for the fear of heaven, Chazal say. In Yitzchak Avinu, there was this constant feeling of Im ein ani li, mi li. If I'm not going to do it, if I'm not going to take care of this, mi li, which means, since the inyan of Yitzchak is what? Is awe and fear. And in truth, that's the only thing that's left up to man, right? Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. That's all that man has. Is your shemayim. That's all where your hishtadlus really counts. Not at work. Avraham Avinu already revealed that. Anoichi ofer ve'efer, it's the Ribono Shel Olam. The real arena of man's hishtadlus, where it really counts, is where your shemayim. And if you think about it, it's really crazy, because people put much more kaychis into work than they do into learning. Or much more effort into work than into Avodas Hashem. Last week, somebody was very upset with me after I spoke on Shabbos, where I implied that there's an inyan of Mesiris Nefesh, that perhaps, you know, is that letting that a husband should try to go learn in the morning. And I said that if everybody's well and healthy and it's okay, I didn't mean that one shouldn't help. I mean that I thought that I made that clear, but there was somebody who felt it needed to be clarified more. Maybe she was right. So she was very upset that, what about Shalom Bayis? So I said, you know, what happened? It's an important thing, Shalom Bayis. But what would be if somebody would tell you that if your husband told you that he got a new job, and this new job means instead of making $70,000, he's going to make $7 million, but the tenai is he has to leave the house at 5:30 in the morning. You'd be telling him, oh, I'm so proud of you. Oh, am I proud of you? You are so special. You are such a masmid. So with all the cheshbonos, one has to know, where is your free choice? And the ikar place, the only place where your free choice really, really counts, is in Yiras Shamayim, in the fear of God. That's the truth. That's the only place where Yiras Shamayim, where Bechira, where Hishtadlus really, really can change things. HaKol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Miras Shamayim. Everything is in the hand of God, except your fear of God, how you connect to Him. So the Kohen says, since Yitzchak's Mid is fear, and that's all that's left to you, that's all that you really have is fear, meaning, Yiras Shamayim, your avodas Hashem. Ma Hashem shel mi imach, as it says in Pesuk, what does God ask of a Jew? Ki im lira, only to fear Him, meaning to serve Him, to fear Him. So therefore, this is the one thing that Hashem says, here, my friend, I'm not giving it to you. It's you. It's you. So Avraham Avinu only heard, and Avraham Avinu's name is only, it's not you, Rabbi Avraham, it's not you. And Avraham says, it's not me. All Yitzchak Avinu ever heard his whole life, and this is Gevurah, the strength, the tzimtzum, the awe of Yitzchak was, Rabbi Yitzchak, it's all up to you. It's only you. Imein ani li mi li. Therefore, Reb Tzadik explains that the tefillah of Yitzchak, the davening of Yitzchak that he established for us was what? Mincha. Now, Avraham Avinu is Shachris. Because Shachris is without preparing. Shachris, you get out of bed. Yeah. All right, it's good if they're hachonis. It's very good. But Shachris is the beginning. Now, Avraham Avinu is the beginning. And the beginning means that it's clear to me that I'm alive and I go daven. I get up. So since the morning means before man makes his efforts, that's why there are a lot of people that don't like to get up. They have a major problem getting up. Because since they see that time as not being a time of ishtadlus, and since it's not a time of ishtadlus, not a time of human effort, so they would like that to go on to like 11 or 12. And when you tell them it's 6 o'clock, it's time to make an effort. They know that that's the beginning of man's efforts, and they don't want to acknowledge that. So they would like to sleep. So really, the morning is not the time. It's not the time of man's ishtadlus. Morning is waking up. It's the beginning. It's the very beginning. It's before man's efforts. It's before you make the big decisions at work and the important phone calls. It's before you answer all the things and the messages and the emails. It's before. That's Avraham Avinu. Before the effort. Avraham Avinu is, it's everything, everything's in the Baruch Shalom. And if you have too much of that feeling, you just sleep. You have to be careful with that. If there's no Yitzhak in you, it's just, everything is great, I love everybody, and then you turn over. That could be, if you're not careful. Because why? Hey, what's a nafki minute? That's why I once told you that the Ishbitza said that when it's raining out, people get sleepy. Why? Because the Ishbitza said that when it's a bright and sunny day, so you feel, oh, the world is waiting for me to go out and to do something. And I could twife, I could change things, I go to work, I can get out there. When it's pouring, so you feel that, look, I can't, it's not really a hishtadlus, I can't really work right now, it's not, and I'm aware of the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu right now is taken over and he's making the plants, the trees, everything grow, and therefore I could take it easy, and you get sleepy. You don't feel like going out. Therefore, Yitzchak Avinu established for us mincha in the field. Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Basada, this is really amazing. Yitzchok Avinu establishes Tfilas Mincha in the field. Why? Because there's a different feeling of Mincha. Mincha is betoikev, the coin says this, is betoikev zman haheshtadlus. Mincha is at the height of that feeling of I count. Mincha is when you feel, it's up to me. It's when they're saying, we're having a big meeting, Mr. So-and-so, please join us in the conference room. That's Mincha time. That's not Shacharis. Shacharis is not that. Mincha is, there's a big conference, we need you right now. It's betoikev zman heshtadlus. It's when you feel, imein ani li mili. It's up to me. There's no time of the day that feeling is as strong as Mincha time. Imein ani li mili. That's why Mincha is a problem. How do I have a Mincha here? And this and that, what I do. Because the time of toikev heshtadlus, and Mincha comes to interrupt that. Yitzchak establishes Mincha, because the Kedusha of Yitzchak is to feel the unbelievable, awesome weight of responsibility of free choice. And that is, Mincha time is when you feel that my decisions make a difference. That what I want to do will change the outcome of my life. And since the whole inyan of Yitzchak Avinu is what? Is the fear of God, which means it's up to you, buddy. It's your responsibility. Therefore, Mincha was established at the time where man's responsibility is as clear as is at its height. And what does Yitzchak Avinu do with that moment of responsibility? He davens instead of forgetting. He davens to Hashem. Why? Because Yitzchak takes that moment and he gives it to Hashem. He returns it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Hakob Dei Shemaim Chutz Mi Yerushamayim. Therefore, Yitzchak Avinu calls the Beis Hamikdash the field, the Sada, the field. Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Basada. When Yitzchak went to speak in the field, which was Mincha. Why? Because Chazal have taught us that this entire world is called Sode Asher Berchei Hashem, the field that's blessed by God. This world, we've spoken about this before, this world is called the field. And we discussed this in the first year, that Adam HaRishon, meaning the first Shabbos year, that Adam HaRishon was put into Gan Eden, was put into paradise, La'avda U'Lashamra, to work and to guard the field. And we learn, the Chazal have taught, that working in the field and guarding the field means mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lo saseh, the positive commandments, and to be careful to observe the negative commandments. That means that man was put into a field of free choice, into an open field, into a wide open field of this world, into a field that has in it the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which means the tree of choice. As I've often mentioned, the Ishbitzer was often called by the term in the Zohar, which is Ilana de Sveika, the tree of doubt. And man was put into this world of uncertainty and of doubt. And somehow in this world of uncertainty and of doubt, in the field of Olam Hazeh, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he has to somehow clarify in his mind and to help as many Jews as he can with this, that everything is L'Kavod Hashem, that everything here in this world to give back to Hashem, like Yitzchak Avinu Mincha time. B'toike fehishtadlus. When you feel most powerful, when you feel that it's all up to me, it is all up to you. Mincha is up to you. The Black Gemara, the Kapitel Tehillim, it's all up to you. To turn to Hashem at that point when you feel that everything is up to me, it's my achrayis, that Yitzchak Avinu moment, and to say, what's up to me is only my relationship to Hashem, nothing else. That's the purpose of man's existence. So the Kayin explains that Yaakov Avinu calls the place of Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash a bayis, a house. And Yaakov Avinu is an ish tam, Yoshev Aholim, who dwells in the tents. Bilti Lashem Levado, which means that for Yaakov Avinu, in that way of Yoshev Aholim, of course that would later on change for him. But the way of Yaakov Avinu initially and internally, what he felt connected to was the beautiful, simple clarity of being indoors. Yaakov Avinu was not the camping type. Yaakov Avinu was not the outdoor type. I've tried to convince my wife that this is the true Jewish way, why I'm not taking care of things that I should be taking care of them, outside. The way of Yaakov Avinu is inside. Yaakov Avinu despised the world of Esav. He despised the Alma de Shikra, the open field. He did not want to go into the place of hishtadlus in this world, of making efforts in this world. Yaakov Avinu was satisfied and happy being like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, being in the cave, Tairosu Umanoso, only immersed in the world of Torah of Tefillah. Therefore, ultimately, at the end of time, I'm only going to mention this, but the Gemara says, at the end of time, when Hashem will say to Yaakov, Bnecha Chatu, your children have sinned. Yaakov ultimately does not defend us. He's not the one who will defend us. Yitzhak is the one who will defend us. Not Avram and not Yaakov. But, and it's shocking. Yaakov is the Bechir Ovitz. Yaakov, the Kohen says, Yaakov does not fully identify with a Jew in the field, with what it means to be out there. He doesn't fully identify. Be'etzim, he's an Ishtam Yoshev Aholim, and he remained on that level, internally, one who dwells inside. Avraham Avinu would call the area of the place of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, he would call it what? Har. A mountain. And Reb Tzadik says, a mountain means Nikar Uborur Shahakol Mehashem. What's a mountain? A mountain is even if you're not in the house, but if your house is on the mountain, you can never forget it. Because you just look up and it's sitting right there. It's flashing every single second. It's so clear. It's on the mountain. So Reb Tzadik says that really, really inside of himself, Avraham Avinu said, Anochi Ofer Veifer, I am dust and ashes. By him, this world meant nothing. As we said in the beginning, with all the lech lechas and halach v'nasayas, running and coming and going, Avraham Avinu saw this as dust and ashes, therefore, he would call the place of the temple a mountain, because a mountain means borer v'nikar, it is always clear and obvious and known. And even though Avraham Avinu, of course, ventured into the world, he never ever forgot that. It wasn't possible to forget. Yitzchak, however, Yitzchak means Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basad, and Yitzchak went out to the field. And the job of Yitzchak Avinu is, when you're not in the house, and it's not on the mountain, you don't see it, but all you see is one thing, that it's up to you, and you feel an unbelievable sense of achrayis, and it seems to you that it's your responsibility, and only if you make that supreme effort in the world, are you going to be matzliach, are you going to be successful? Yitzhak is the one who has to reveal the Shechina, who has to reveal God's presence in the Sada, in the field. It's not a bayis, it's not in the house, and it's not on a mountain. Yitzhak Avinu says, the Kohen says, is that world of kol ma'asecha l'shem shemayim, of everything you do, eating and drinking, conducting yourself at business, everything that you do, in that effort that you're making, the main thought that you have was, is this a Kiddush Hashem? This work that I'm doing right now, is this going to help support yeshivas? Is this going to help support Jews? Is this going to help my children grow? And so on. Because at the moment you might forget your kids and you might forget the yeshivas. at that moment. Because you feel, Yitzchak Avinu always felt, what? It's Gvura. Yitzchak Avinu felt, it's up to me. It's up to me. So what do you do with that feeling of it's up to me when you're in the Sada? You might forget. And you might feel that it's up to me, and it's for me. The greatness of Yitzchak Avinu is to be able to go into the Sada, to take something of this world, and to return it to the one who created the world. Therefore, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, when he sent you Esav and he said, "Aseli mata'amim, prepare for me delicacies, go hunting in the world and prepare delicacies." I've spoken about this before. The Reb Sadik teaches, it's really in the Zohar HaKadosh, that Yitzchak Avinu saw that Esav was a man of the field. And Yitzchak Avinu was hoping, he was davening, that this child would be a hunter, and the hunt would be to go out into the physical world, the field, and to bring back delicacies to the master of the universe. To bring back delicacies, mat'amim, as Yitzchak Avinu says, as I love, because that's the whole meaning of Yitzchak. And to go hunting and make a shtadlis and make an effort. And people will look at you and they'll think you're just another businessman, but you're not. You're a Jew that davids mincha. You're a Jew that uses this world to serve the master of the world. That's why Yitzchak Avinu sent him to the field that was blessed by Hashem. So Yitzchak believed that this was the Esek. This was the life's work. This would be the life's work of that son, Esav. That's what he was hoping. That's what he believed. Kula hishtadlus, to make an effort. Here, and here is where things took a crucial turn. Esav looked that way. Esav Take was a hunter, and he was out there in the field. He was out there. He was in the field. They even call that field work. Isn't that what they use that term, field work? By me, that was always, when you keep on going past third base, a little bit further out, that's the field that I felt most comfortable in. Field work. Esav was out there in the field. But as the Kohen says, Hakol Limaris Ha'ayin, he was a phony. A fake. He was out there in the field, and Achaza, who's poishe tlof of his chazal, say like a pig, and that's why Rome is called a pig. The pig that tries to show that it's pure on the outside. The pig that shows his split hoof and says to the whole world, you see, look at me. I'm doing the work of Yitzchak Avinu. And what's the work of Yitzchak Avinu? I'm out there. I'm in the Sada. I'm in the field. So he holds up his split hoof, but bifnim, so inside the heart and the mind, it should be what? You only see me as someone who's out there in the field, but every single thing I'm bringing back to the master of the world as delicacies, that's what it should be. But that was not the case, because inside of him, he's chewing his own, he's doing what? The tumor, that's simen of mala gera, of regurgitating, of not regurgitating. That world of pnim, of bifnim, was tame, was impure. But you couldn't see was impure. This is the meaning of the clothing of other Marishan, that Esav stole, according to Chazal, Esav stole the clothing of other Marishan. What does that mean? Remember that other Marishan was created with the Tzelem Elokim, in God's image. And the Maharal said, that's who he is. And the clothing is to reveal that holiness to the entire world. It's covered. And covet means that when a person's becovetic, it means this is something chashuv, and that when people see him, they see that it's chashuv. Covet means, as the Maharal says, covet is not for you, covet's for someone else. Covet, the Maharal says, is for the oilam, for the world, right? The tzelem is you, who you really are, But the kavod is how you appear in a kavodic way. So Adam HaRishon failed in Gan Eden in paradise, and as a result of that, he lost his kavod. And now the world was laughing, was mocking him, all the animals in Gan Eden. A moment ago, you were so choshev. Oh, you were so important. You were making fun of us. You're giving us names, right? You're in control of us. And now everything's laughing at Adam HaRishon. And in that state of unbelievable humiliation and embarrassment and pain, Hashem is Baruch Hu, loves each and every one of us, gave him garments, gave him clothing. To do what? To conceal the shame, to hide the embarrassment and the shame and his nakedness. And to restore some semblance of dignity, that there still is something holy inside of you, and therefore that there should be covered in the world to the Adam, to man who has fallen, but to restore some dignity. And I once spoke about this, you know, the worst thing is when someone's in the hospital, that's so terrible. But I always felt that the way that they dress people up in the hospital is such bizarreness. I know that they have to do that because to make it easier in case Chalila there's an emergency. But any time it's ever happened that I've gone to see someone, and especially if it's someone from your own family, and they're not well, and they don't realize what's going on, and they're uncovered, and something has moved. If it's your mother, or God forbid, if it's your father, you feel such a bit of covet. You feel that all covet has been taken. Isn't it interesting? The whole world puts up posters of people without their clothing. But if it's your mother who's not feeling well, and there's a moment of that's real and true, there's no greater bitla covet. There's nothing more embarrassing and humiliating than being uncovered. Now, Esav wanted these clothing. He wanted these clothing. Why? Because for Esav, these clothing, the garments were very crucial. Because the whole mitzvah of Esav is to hide his impurity. Hashem gave clothing to reveal, to demonstrate kavod, the kavod le'enei ha'olam. And in the proper and holy way, which we'll talk about, which is Shabbos, that's beautiful. But that wasn't Esav's interest in clothing. That's not the interest on Madison Avenue in London and Paris. That's not Vogue magazine, the Sunday Times, whatever. Maybe it's during the week. I don't know. I don't look at the weekday time. I try not to. That's not their interest in fashion. That's not what fashion means. That's not what clothing means to the world. The inyan of Esav and clothing was to hide his tumah from his father. To hide all that was disgusting, defiled, corrupt, and impure inside of him. And to show himself as a tzaddik to the world. Look at me, I'm bekovedik. Isn't it fascinating that the kovet le'ein ha'olam is davka nowadays in the secular world by taking off clothing? It's a very deep sugya. If you think about it, it's a very remarkable sugya. Esav wanted these garments very badly, and he stole them to show himself as a tzaddik. And you know that the Rebbe Abunif Pshischa said, you shouldn't think, he once said this on a Shabbos, you shouldn't think that Esav used to wear the clothing of a poyer, of a farmer, of a peasant. He said Esav wore white Rebbe clothing. And he used to say beautiful Torah by Sholoshidus. He said about Esav. Because you think that Esav, like in the books, the homework assignments the kids bring back, you ever see these pictures of Esav? It's a pocket. You get scary, no? But the little things they have, Yaakov and Esav, my Shifi came home with something this year that like wins the prize. The hair was like, it was crazy. It looked crazy. It was like, you know. So the Rebbe Abunim said, you know, he wore white clothing. He wore white socks and a white shtreimel. And he said, Torah by Sholoshidus. He said, the Rebbe Abunim, about Esav. Because the whole inyan of Esav is the misuse, the abuse of garments, the lie. It's to cover what's inside, to hide what's really inside. All he is Olam Hazeh, this world, inside and out. He's the Ish Hasada, not because he's going into the field to bring back something to Hashem, to hunt sparks of holiness, to uncover what's real and deep and meaningful in life, and bring it back to Hashem. He goes out to the field and he believes in the field, but he doesn't want his father to know that. The whole meaning of Yitzchak is to see what's good in the field, and to go hunting and to bring back delicacies to fix the field. And this is the inyan of Shabbos, of the clothing of Shabbos, just 5 minutes, the inyan of Big Day Shabbos. Shabbos is menucha, Shabbos means the rest. Shabbos is when Hashem tells his tired hunters, kidloch, come into the house, step onto the mountain. You're out there all week in the Sada, and you might even begin to believe in the Sada, and you might have forgotten why you're out there. The Big Day Shabbos, Shabbos is not a day of clarifying, of finding the good within the bad. Shabbos, you're not allowed to separate between the bones and the fish. Shabbos, you don't deal with that which is what? You don't separate between the Tov and Ra. You're not in the field. You're not in the Eitz Hadas, Tov and Ra. You're not in the world of uncertainty. You're not in the world of doubt. Therefore, even Yitzchak, whose whole life was, it's only me, it's what I do. Yitzchak Yiranein. And Shabbos, Yitzchak can also sing. Yitzchak also has menucha. And we're going to talk next week about the teaching of the Arizal, that the big day of Shabbos would davke big day lovan. The Arizal taught that the garments have to be white. And these are the garments, now why we don't wear any more white garments. I mean, there may be some svadish and kubom that still do, or guys that work for Good Yom Al-Avdil. But other than that, or people who think that they're Mekubalim but really belong with Good Humor, we don't go with Big Day Lovin. We don't go with Big Day Lovin. Yom Kippur, something else. With Shabbos, Shabbos, there's an Indian maybe like that. And the women, there is an Indian like that, but we don't. Bederach Klal, we wear a little bit more Big Day Lovin and Yom Kippur. But the Ari HaKadosh taught that Shabbos, the Begadim of Shabbos, are Big Day Lovin, white, which are the garments of the Kohen Gadol. We'll talk about this next time. When he would go in, lift them and Yom Kippur, the Kohen would wear the four Big Day Lovin, the garments that were white. And those are the Begadim of Shabbos, and that's the Arizal and his students and the Tzaddikim, till the Divrei Chaim, till sons of Rav used to wear white garments. Why the Shabbos clothing white? Because on Shabbos, you're no longer in the field. Shabbos Hashem says, come inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, lifnai v'lifnim. You're tired the whole week, you're in the Sada, you're in the field. Shabbos means to return to the place of the Kohen Gadol. Every Jew on Shabbos is a Kohen Gadol, lifnai v'lifnim, in the innermost sanctuary of Hashem, who's Oymed, who's standing in God's presence. And Hashem says, I know it's hard, it's enough with the field. And on Shabbos, even the Chitzonius is shining with the inner world of the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to fake anymore. You don't have to dress up anymore. You don't have to be a spy that's out there in the Sada. So why are you wearing the same stupid clothing on Shabbos that you wore when you were in the Sada? Why are you walking around on Shabbos in the summer with your little shorts and your alligator? What's the matter with you? Why are you wearing your little baseball cap on Shabbos? Are you out of your mind? Hashem is inviting you into the Kodesh Kodashim Shabbos. You don't have to make believe. You don't have to dress up. You're not in the Sada. You're not in the field. Therefore, on Shabbos, you dress the way that you really are. You dress really. That's who you really are. But those Jews who take the Sada seriously and think that that's their life, so when even on Shabbos they feel like dressing the same way, because they really believe that the stuff that they wear during the week is who they are. So Mimela on Shabbos they also want to dress that way. I got to put on a suit over, and I go to shul put on a suit. And now there are people that walk into Minchan Shabbos in the summer, also, hefke, not here, but people will walk in hefke on a Shabbos, which I told you. 3 shiurim ago, that Rabbi Yosha Ber, right? Remember I told you that you shouldn't think I'm telling you Chassidus Shemaisim, that Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik in Boston sent that Jew. The guy said, I can't, Rabbi, I can't. It's too far a walk. Remember I told you, I can't. It's hot. I can't wear a jacket. I can't come in a jacket, Shabbos. I want to come to the shiur. He was going to Rabbi Yosha Ber's shiur. Rabbi Yosha Ber said, Abazoi, you know what? Then don't come to my shiur. Al-Kidekach. Don't come to the shiur. If you're not going to wear a jacket, Rabbi Yosha Ber said, I don't want you. But it's 95 degrees. I don't want you. Then stay in the air-conditioned Beis Medrash where you live. Don't come to my shiur walking around in a shirt on Shabbos. Ad kedei kach. Ad kedei kach. So big day Shabbos are not to cover men's sins. Big day Shabbos, the clothing of Shabbos is not to hide. The clothing of Shabbos are the clothing of the Kala. And if you would have time, I would explain a little bit more. I'm already over time, I'm sorry. The 24, the Chof Dalid, the 24 special garments of the bride that were taught about in Chazal. The Kishute Kala, there are 24 special garments that a bride wears. But says in Svarma, the 24 prakim correspond to the 24 chapters of Masechta Shabbos, of the Gemara Shabbos. And that's what we think about when we say Kegavne Friday night, Kad Ayil Shabbat, 24, Kad Ayil Shabbat. The 24 chapters of Masechta Shabbos, the 24 Kishute Kala, the garments of the bride. And this is the whole Inyan of Chanukah. Chanukah was, the battle of Chanukah was led by Kahanim, by the children of Aaron HaKohen, the Chashmonaim, by the descendants of those who went in Yom Kippur, Lifnai V'Lifnim, in the white garments. Those were the ones who conducted the war, who went out to the field. That's the field. The Kahanim. Though you never expect it, the Kahanim, the ones who are from inside, from the Kodesh Kadoshim, are all of a sudden, Besada, they're on the Stei HaKrav, they're on the battlefield, the Bnei HaShmonaim. This battle was to defeat the Malchus of Yovan of Greece. And the bracha of Greece was Yaftalu Kimli Yefes, which means external beauty. Fashion. Clothing. That's the beauty of Greece. The fashion of Asa, which means I try to show myself to be something that I'm not. That's Madison Avenue. To show yourself as something that you're not is the garments that Esav wanted to steal so he could hide his true self. All of the garments of Esav of Yavan are garments to hide the self, to make believe, to deceive, to trick. Therefore, Vayichasu es Ervas Avim, you all know that that world of Yefes began when the father, when Noach was uncovered. Bizyonis, the father's uncovered. Noach was, as you know, was drinking and he was uncovered. So there were two sons who wanted to cover him. And did. Vayichasu es Ervas Avim, they covered their father's nakedness. Shame, that's our Zaydi, that's our grandfather. And Yefes, the grandfather of Greece. They did the same thing. But the reason that shame did it is because of a rotzen pnimi, of an inner will to bring dignity to his father. Because he felt that his father in that state was, that it was a pagan in his father's covet. And it bothered him on oimek hanefesh, to the depths of his heart, that his father would be seen in such a way. Therefore, as a result of that, Chazal say, his children have the talis with tzitzis on it, which they need to bring mesate, who covered Shabbos, talis with tzitzis. Yefes also covered his father. He participated in the act of covering his father. But he was afraid of, it doesn't look nice to people. It doesn't look nice. It's making the wrong fashion statement. It's not a good statement. It's not pnimius. It's just part of the game. That's the morals teaching. Therefore, Chazal say he was zoyche lekvur lebonav. Therefore, what's the schus? All right, he did cover his father. And, you know, a person does something that's right, you have to get rewarded. So the reward that he has, that his descendants, that they'll believe in burial, and they'll bury their parents. And the burial means, the moral says, a covet for the goof, just a body. Just a body. It's not garments of splendor, like tzitzis, like a talis. It's just to take care. His interest was purely physical, was just for aesthetic purposes, and therefore, the body is going to be put into the ground. What's Chanukah? Chanukah is the victory of the inside over the outside. Chanukah is the victory of the Holy of Holies, of the Kodesh Kadoshim, of the Heichel, of the Beis HaMikdash, over the field, over the Sada. To such a degree that ultimately Chanukah means that I could light the menorah in the window or by the door so that the entire field will shine with the light of what's inside. Do you understand what that means? That dafka, you would say Chanukah should be lit inside. Lifnai v'lifn. The inyan of Chanukah is that the light should shine out mamish to the whole world, like the white garments of Shabbos, like the big day lovin, the covet of the Jewish people. Because the inyan of Yitzchak is what? To fix the world, not to run away. Ultimately, Shabbos is not, we don't have Shabbos every day. The inyan is to go out into the field. So the nisayon, the nitzachon, the victory of Chanukah is celebrated with the pesumei nisa, with publicizing and revealing the miracle with the hadlokas haneiros to illuminate the night of the field of the soda. Therefore, sof kol sof is brought down in the storm, even though there are different minhagim. In pnimius haTorah, it seems quite clear that when you light the menorah, you will do not wear Shabbos clothing. When you light the menorah, you can wear a big dechol. And you say, Purim, you see that Purim Jews wear Shabbos clothing. Purim, you wear Shabbos clothing. Chanukah, we go avachadik. Chanukah, you don't see the shramos in Chanukah. Again, there are some rabbis that when they had luckas neiros, they wear. But on Shabbos, you don't go. On the Chanukah, you don't go. Chanukah, you go avachadik. Chanukah means you have the strength of the Kodesh Kodashim, of the Holy of Holies. You have the strength of knowing who you really are, and now you could dress in the splendorous clothing. Now that you have that equipment inside of yourself, now you're able to go to the world outside and to shine the light of Yiddishkeit, of who you are, to the sun, to the field. And ultimately, I'm sure that some of you remember, and I'm sorry it's late, that you remember that Yosef, the word Yosef is the gematria Melach Yovan, the king of Greece. When you looked at Yosef, everybody thought, he only cares about how he looks. But his father understood. Vosle Ksenes Pasim, we just read, that Yosef HaTzadik had special garments, special clothing, splendorous clothing. His brothers didn't recognize him. Yosef HaTzadik had the clothing of the high priest, and the whole world tried to destroy Yosef's Kedusha. The whole world misunderstood him. They thought he's just the outside, just a nice-looking boy. And even his brothers didn't understand the depths of Yosef. And therefore, Yosef, they can't recognize his face. Nobody seems to, we're all thinking, are you kidding? You don't know who that is? Like when you read these parashas, right? What's the matter with you? And these are tzaddikim, they have good eyes. They have eyes that see the inside. What's the matter with you? The wife of Potiphar, we just read, Batis Pesehu Bevigdo. She tries to take hold of his garments. She grabbed onto his garments. And we're still in that war. We're still in that struggle. That Yovan is trying to pull us in that direction. Batis Pesehu Bevigdo. And Yosef HaTzadik stood and was able to be victorious and was able to win in that milchama. He is the king of Yavam. Therefore, the ultimate Nitzachon of Chanukah is revealed in the Pasuk, B'chol eis yiyu begadecha levanim. May your clothing be white, always, even when you're out in the field, and they don't look white. May really your clothing always be white. V'shemen al roishcha al yechsar. And may there never be oil lacking to pour over your head, which means the shemen of the Nes Chanukah. B'chol eis yiyu begadecha levanim, v'shemen al roishcha, and the oil of Chanukah al yechsar will never be missing. That is the victory of Pnei Yosef, the face of Yosef, over the face of Yovan. Mizoichim et Hashem to see that time when the world will see that the only beauty, the only splendor of all existence is the Yushalayim, is Tzion, Klilas Michlal Yaifi, is the beauty of Tzion. Tzion is, of course, also the Gematria Yosef. We should be zayich mitzvah Hashem to see for all the Moshim b'Hayat Tzion, lishpay des hareisa, the victory of Yosef HaTzadik over the Yevonim, Chanukah, who is chen chen lo, with the chen of Yosef, with the gula Hashem v'amitis, mehem yameinu amein v'amein.